producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Christmas.
7 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A merry and a happy and a goody and a just all the things that go along with this spirit that we have for this season of the year. The folks who are with you as we get ready for Christmas include Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Rich McFadden.
Hello.
And Ken Kessler.
Merry Christmas.
All those of you who are there, we wish you the best for not only today, tomorrow, this week, but for a new year that will be full of promise and excitement for you. Not going to be a good year for those people who like fantasy sports, starting with the state of Illinois, where the Attorney General there has ruled that these daily fantasy sports contests are illegal.
Like FanDuel and Sports Kings.
So, well,
until they want to pay us taxes, right. Then we'll find them legal. Yeah,
right. Which is a bummer for us in the radio and TV business, because these guys paid a lot of money to advertise.
Money.
Yeah.
Right. So the Illinois, well, this it's all about payoffs. Mm-hmm. The AG in Illinois says, quote, "It's my opinion that daily fantasy sports contests constitute illegal gambling under Illinois law." Why? What is there about this that's any different than, are there no casinos in Illinois at all? Do nobody gambles in Illinois?
Illegal gambling is defined by saying gambling that we as a state don't sanction.
Yeah, right. So why do you sanction mega?
Because we're not making any money on it.
Or so, whatever it is, right. Powerball, all that stuff. You can buy those in Illinois. Right?
The
you can buy those everywhere.
Maryland is the biggest hypocrite. They are against gambling, yet they control the lottery in the state of Maryland, which is basically a tax on the poor.
Yeah.
And they have three casinos now. And you hear all these advertisements that go along with the casinos. You know, come and experience the greatest night of your life. Come to the casino, blah, blah, blah. So much fun. And then you hear if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLING-PROBLEM. And then you also hear about how we need the gambling because the money, the proceeds from the gambling goes to pay for our children's education.
All right, so a Texas ruling, California ruling, other states are considering this issue as well. New York has taken its case to court. This is something that is so obvious, as we are pointing out here. If there was money involved, if they could tax it, if they get money out of it, because they do out of most of these state-run lotteries. So in that circumstance, everything's A-OK. These people are as hypocrite isn't a strong enough word for it. These people are so corrupt. This whole business, they say, well, gambling corrupts. Of course, it is corrupting because there's so much money in it. And if you can't, the government is just like the mob. You know, let's get right down to brass tacks.
Exactly. Right.
This is extortion. Like what they do is take money from you and use it for things that you don't approve of. Legislative process has become so corrupt, and all of these things they just keep piling on and piling on and piling on. And who's going to address this in terms of what the public is saying? If Trump isn't the person, he's at least articulating what most people are thinking about the government being completely out of control, the hypocrisy, the nature of the hypocrisy in this kind of thing. This is a perfect example of how government has become so elitist and so corrupt. Why shouldn't these people that had an idea make it in America? That's what America is all about, taking an idea, making it work, and making money with it. That's what our system is about. So why do these people have the right to say, no, you can't do that? Or if it isn't even in this area, some other area where it's really arbitrary when you get right down to it, it's us versus them, and I'm damn sick of it, frankly. I really am. I'm just so tired of having this sort of thing fly in the face. It's the same kind of stuff as we find in farming where big ag versus little ag. Big ag is in bed with Congress because they can buy their own constituency in the form of of all the money that they pay in to the campaign chests, the war chests of all these congressmen and senators that are running for re-election. And the average, I use farming as an example because I'm a farmer and I see it happen all the time. We don't have the kind of money to influence legislative proceedings the way these big companies do. It's the cost of doing business. Okay, so we got to pay off congressmen and senators that contributed to their re-election campaign. Here's $200 million in our budget. That's what we do with it. Hey, Fred, you're in charge of legislative liaison. That means get money to the people who are going to help us out. That's what it is. And that's all it is.
I think this this scene from The Godfather pretty much sums up exactly what you're saying.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people, like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Yeah. Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
Yeah.
I like that.
Ding, 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 ding. There's an 18-year-old woman who has been killed. She had a tree fall in her house in Arkansas yesterday. Three other people dead in Mississippi because of the tornadoes. The weather around the country, very friendly, not too nice. And so it slowed down a lot of people who are trying to travel. Airlines were really messed up yesterday, especially in the Northeast. Rain, fog, all that stuff. The timing of flights, red eyes, bigger planes, whatever it takes to get people moved around, because it is just a very difficult, it has been the past 24 to 48 hours difficult to travel in many parts of the country, and it will be that way again for the next, through Christmas. I'll be interested to see how it affects I'm flying from South Florida.
My niece is stuck in an airport in Houston right now.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
The thing about all of this is, okay, you're in good weather, so it shouldn't affect you. What you don't maybe realize is that the system is dependent on planes moving all over. So if you're taking a flight, let's say, as I am, from South Florida to California, that flight may originate in New York City. It may originate in Chicago, originate someplace
else
inside here. Right, exactly. So it throws all of this stuff off. Meanwhile, market data that I'm looking at suggesting that hundreds of top gifts are selling today at 40% off. You can go to the store today. Something you may have had your eye on, if it's still in stock, you'll be able to get for 40-45% off what it cost. It might have cost you a month ago. So I don't know whether that's good. I suppose have you got all your shopping done, Kenny?
God, I hope so.
I am.
Yeah, for the most part, right?
Well, see, people don't want to wait till the last minute. I always used to wait till the last minute every year. I have bought a few things this year.
But see, that's so stressful, and then you don't get what you don't get what people
really
want.
You don't want what you want. Yeah,
you're getting musical socks.
Yeah. So, are you buying anything today, Jennifer? Are you?
No, I think I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, I bet Roberta is going to take advantage of some of this stuff. Richie, you all set?
I'm going to take the kids out so that they can buy
stuff for the mother and grandma.
My wife and grandma and stuff. Yeah, a couple of
some musical socks, no doubt.
Take them to Target and I'll give them a couple bucks each and I'll say, go buy what you want. And
have fun, kids.
See if they can buy something for each other, too. Wouldn't that be nice?
What does that teach them, though, about the holiday itself? What is that? Give them a couple of bucks and go get stuff.
Normally, I wouldn't do it, but Juliana was asking yesterday, she wanted to buy Sean a plushie from this video game that he likes, and she wanted to buy my wife something. So I was like, okay, well, let's go.
Is that the cool name for a stuffed animal now, a plushie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plushies. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not ordered Provia yet, this is a very good opportunity. Here's something for your hair. If your hair is getting thin, mainly around the part line, I think I'll spend 60 seconds telling you about a product that I've spent many 60-second periods of time. I've talked about this program that they have at Provia for a long, long time. Basically, the program is you use the product, get your hair back, or you get your money back. It's a pretty straightforward, simple way of dealing with a problem that's common with both men and women these days. If you're getting hair, go away and not come back again. See, our bodies replenish the cellular structure, the makeup of our bodies, whether it's your skin, whether it's internal organs, hair, everything is replaced. In some cases, on a day-to-day basis, some week-to-week, month-to-month, but over the course of 3 months, everything in your body is replaced. Your hair falls out, comes back in again, that sort of thing. And if the pores on your scalp are all plugged up, hair can't come back. The follicles that are under your scalp will not come back in again. So this is the fix for that problem. You call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll send you two bottles of Provia. One's the regular, and then there's that super Provia, which cleanses the pores quicker. This is something that's been working so well for so many people. I'm happy to tell you, well, the company couldn't keep selling this stuff if it didn't work. And so it works or your money back. Sometimes it might not work chemically for everybody, but for the most part, it works. It's perfect. It's great. It's a little late to get it for the holidays, but treat yourself to this product. It has a volumizer in it that makes the hair that's still on your head seem thicker and richer and fuller, but it'll help the new hair grow back in again, and that's what you want. All Natural Provia, 800-525-8319. Hey, it's worth a shot. If you're losing your hair and you want to bring it back again, try this for 3 or 4 months. If it doesn't work, get your money back. Yep. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Clearance Sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of Year Clearance Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and conditions apply. Plenty.com for details.
It's the most wonderful time.
It is a wonderful time of the year. I am brought back to December the 24th, 1968, when the moon, like it is today, is closer to the earth. Big full moon tonight and tomorrow night. It'll be beautiful if you're in a place where there's a clear sky. But because I spent a day over at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm thinking about the three astronauts, Lovell, Anders, and Borman, who reached the moon on December 24th, 1968. How about that, huh? They left Cape Kennedy 3 days before, it took them 3 days to get there. Before they came back to the Earth, they orbited the moon 10 times. This was the way the, you know, it was 1968, summer of 69, when the first landing took place on the moon. But this was the mission that made it possible to figure that it would be safe to fly this thing 250 miles from home, 250,000, I think at that point it's probably about 300,000. Did I talk to you when I was sitting under the Saturn rocket, Richie, the other day?
You did.
Didn't I call you from that?
You did.
Was that a cool thing? It is.
It sounded cool over the phone.
Yeah, you go, if you're going to Disney World for Christmas or New Year's or holiday or whatever, you gotta bring your family over to this.
You gotta, Jimmy. I'm just telling you.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Peace on Earth. And that was the message from the moon on this date, 1968. 21 past the hour here on the Good Day pre-Christmas program.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. It's 3 a.m. I'm gonna feel all day.
Three.
It's the Christmas My Three Songs Contest. Three songs, different artists, all Christmas music. They have something in common. You're used to us doing this every day at this time. So help yourself to 888-302-3684. And Johnny, tell them what they'll win from Hewlett-Packard if they are the winner today, if they have the right answer for the Kinect.
Today you will qualify for our HP Wi-Fi printer by winning the HP photo paper, which includes the photo booth paper where you get the little strips like in the old photo booths. And you guys can have just a lot of fun as you get... you're into your eggnog, you start taking pictures and print them out on your little paper and send everybody home with some fun photos.
All right, so that's what you win when you call 888-302-3684. We have three songs. They have something in common. First one is One More Sleep by Kermit and the Muppets.
The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
One more sleep till Christmas, huh? Kermit and the Muppets. This is from the 1992 movie The Muppet Christmas Carol. All the music from the movie, including this particular song, came from a Paul Williams mind set. Yeah, this guy has written a lot of the Muppets music over the years. This song is even nominated Rainbow Connection was the song he wrote. It was nominated for an Oscar. Kenny, right? Not this one.
Right.
Yeah, One More Sleep by Kermit and the Muppets. Okay, that's song number one for your consideration. Song number two, The Night Before Christmas, sung by Carly Simon. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a Christmas.
Men are great, renowned in faith, say prayers on boulevards.
Yeah, now how good she sounds.
It's the night before Christmas.
What's that, Richie?
I think I'm catching on to
it. Very good. What are these all about? This comes from her 1992 album, This Is My Life, which doubled as the soundtrack to the movie of the same name. Nora Ephron, who directed the movie, also used the song in her movie Mixed Nuts in 1994. All right, so the night before Christmas, Carly Simon, song number two after One More Sleep by Kermit. And the Muppets' third song in this threesome is Better Than Ezra and Merry Christmas Eve.
How wonderful life is on Christmas.
Love it.
All right, you got this figured out? 888-302-3684. Tell us what it is that these songs all have in common. Merry Christmas Eve by Better Than Ezra, the B-side to their 1995 single, Rosalia. Is that what it was? I don't remember that song. I think it's called Rosalia. Richie, what's the story with this band? It comes from New Orleans, I know that.
Better Than Ezra is a New Orleans band. Three members. Just 90s kind of alt rock band, pop alt rock band.
Yeah.
I see them once or twice a year. Great stuff.
And my anatomy teacher used to be named Ezra.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nice.
You're welcome.
Ezra, the anatomy teacher. There you go. That's very good. All right. What are these songs all about? 888-302-3684. Who do you want me to talk to, Richie? Richie's talking to somebody.
I am. Let's talk to Linda.
Linda. L-I-N-D-A. Linda. Hi, Linda. Where are you?
I'm in Russellville, Arkansas.
Russellville, Arkansas. Merry Christmas to you, ma'am, and your family. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, so what do all these three songs have in common?
Christmas Eve songs.
They are all about Christmas Eve. That is correct. So you get the HP paper. You'll be qualified for our drawing tomorrow for the HP printer. Hopefully you'll be listening to us. We'll be on live tomorrow on Christmas Day. And in the meantime, I hope you get all of your wishes for Christmas for you and your family, friends, whoever's around. Linda, thank you. 28 after the hour on the Dr. Doug Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people ask me about the relationship between children and pets. I'm a firm believer that pets and children are the perfect relationship. First of all, they're just the right size for each other in many of the cases. Brand new studies indicate that children that grow up with either dogs or cats grow up much more stable than kids that don't. There are many reasons for that. There's a lot of pressures put on kids when they're going to school. You know, peer pressure, mom and dad get better grades. The teacher says, make sure you show up more often, do your homework. The kids are yelling at you. You know, you're fat, you're skinny, you're not fast enough. The bottom line is, the only thing in a child's life that is not trying to change them in any way and just accepts them for what they are, dirty hands and all, is their dog or cat. New studies actually say that children learn to read better if they have the opportunity to read to dogs or cats because they're non-judgmental in the type of reading they're doing and how the child is doing it. So we're going to have in the future a whole new relationship, kids and pets. It can be no better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL signature sound technology, while the Intima model has Harman Kardon signature sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley-Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour that would make it 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Kenny Kessler is here on the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve, week from tonight. Those of you who will stay up late to watch the late night programs, welcome in the new year. You'll be able to see the Donald. Not that you can't see the Donald enough as it is, but apparently Fox thinks that he will help their ratings on New Year's Eve. So he has been booked to appear during their New Year's Eve coverage, which will be live from Florida. And so the five.
Funny how they don't like him until they need him for ratings, right?
Right, yeah.
They're like, oh, that Trump, he's going to be terrible. Come on.
So has he been on Fox since the Megyn Kelly thing?
Is he still going after her?
He's still going after her.
Which is just stupid.
Silly. Yeah. Any of the stuff he's doing to go after other people. Anyway, this is a television story. Jennifer's going to update us on television news in a few minutes. Right now, though, Jen Jen and the story of the elf in the shelf. This sounds like a Christmas story. Richie, if we had some quiet, subtle Christmas music to tell everybody the story of the elf in the shelf.
Well, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
In hopes that St. Nicholas and his elves would be there.
Everybody knows the Elf on the Shelf now, right? It's like a huge deal. Kids everywhere have this Elf on the Shelf.
Is that the number one toy for the for Christmas?
The Elf on the Shelf is this little 12-inch tall elf doll that every night goes back to Santa and tells him whether you've been good or bad.
Oh, nice.
And then when he comes back, gets into trouble sometimes.
The next day, he's in a different place, and he's a mischievous little character, so sometimes he makes a mess. Like in our house the other day, he got into the bathroom and strew toilet paper all over the bathroom.
Oh,
a whole
roll
of it. It was just everywhere.
Yeah.
And Juliana,
he has a crush on some Barbies, too. Usually.
Yeah, he took one of our Barbies from my daughter's Barbie collection. Mm-hmm. Now, they both go back to Santa every night. Lord knows what's going on there. So they get into mischief every morning, and every morning they come back. So today is the last day that Johnny will be here. That's the name of our elf, because he goes back to Santa tonight and stays for the rest of the year until next Christmas.
What I don't understand, though, about the Elf on the Shelf is, wasn't it something bad, like, I'm going to put you on the shelf, you know, when, like in the mob movies, right? Isn't it like, I'm going to ice you out, I'm going to put you on the shelf?
Until some smart mom got a hold of the idea and decided,
made a
wouldn't
fortune
this be
for herself.
Right, exactly. And, and now you can buy clothes and different outfits.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge deal.
Oh, it's huge.
Well, here's the story. This 7-year-old girl in New Jersey panicked after she touched her elf on a shelf, because I don't think the kids are supposed to touch them, right?
They're not supposed to touch him.
So the kid touched the elf on the shelf. It fell, and she panicked because she thought she had killed the elf. So she called 911. I mean, what else would you do, right? Don't call your dad. Don't call your mom. Call 911 for help. Apparently, if a child touches the elf on the shelf, it loses its magic. So if you touch it or move it, the magic is gone. And Isabel LaPuerta accidentally knocked her family's elf from its perch, and she thought maybe her actions might not sit well with Santa Claus. So she hit the phone and she called 911. Here it is.
Hello.
It's Isabella.
Hi, Isabella. Why are you calling 911?
Don't come to my house, don't go.
Okay. Well, why did you dial 911, honey?
Don't come to my house, okay?
Okay, were you accidentally dialing 911? You made a mistake?
Yes, I was trying to tell my dad that I called
you
on accident.
Okay, mistakes happen, honey. You could just say you made a mistake, okay? All right, is your mom home?
Yes, she's asleep.
She's asleep?
Bye.
Okay, Isabella apologized. She touched her elf on the shelf. She won't call 911 again.
So that was her dad.
Yeah. Obviously, Daddy heard her on the phone and said, "What's going on out there, kid?" I mean, it's kind of cute when you think about it, but have these elves just gone too far? Really? Yeah. I think so.
It's
like everything else.
It's quite an adventure every night figuring out where Johnny's going to be the next morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go. For parents who are trying to figure this out, super duper. The world.
Glad the little sucker's going home.
Yeah. The world of holiday eating. I think Jennifer is our expert. Jennifer does a feature on the program.
I'm a professional holiday eater.
Right.
But also preparer. We have What's Cooking on the program. And I wonder, as I look at some of the meals that are being prepared by people around the world, this is Kwanzaa, remember? For those of you who are preparing for Kwanzaa, and when I say preparing, I guess I'm talking about food. What sort of things there are? Feasts that are done for Hanukkah, certainly feasts that are done for Christmas.
Yeah, Jennifer, what is the ultimate Kwanzaa feast?
Actually, I know the answer to this because, yes, I do. It's something to do with corn and a communal cup. For real.
Yes.
And a lot of, like, fruits and nuts and berries.
Well, that's what grows. This is a West African thing.
Right.
And that's where they have, that's their biggest crop. So it's what's most plentiful. And
no
that's
crop.
What they would use.
See what you did there.
All right. In Italy, moving right along.
Do you know that Kwanzaa was just founded, by the way, like in the 60s?
Yeah, right. So recent holiday.
It's new.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we should start a holiday.
We should. What would you like to call it? Call it Christmas.
It's already been invented. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
It was already stolen, you mean, by the... that puts a negative...
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Christmas was a kind of a made-up holiday.
Yeah, of course it was
made-up
holiday.
Well, the pagan part of Christmas.
Right,
I mean,
right,
yeah.
Well, I mean, even if it is... Hello, Christ was not born in December. Christ was born in March. So all the, there was a pagan holiday.
Yeah, clearly an Aries.
Fourth, yeah. A fire sign.
Aries is fire.
Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Believe me, I know.
I know you do. You're like Gene Dixon over here.
All right. So how do we get out? I want to stay with the holiday eating thing and what's going on.
Would you like to know what I'm preparing?
Yes, I would.
Because just in case, I'm planning to hopefully be here tomorrow, but just in case I don't make it, here's why. Yeah. I'm actually doing a couple of different meals because my family is sort of off the rails this year. And I'll be cooking Christmas Eve, as I usually do, since my grandmother has passed. I took that over. Actually, since my mom and dad divorced, because my mom used to cook Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And so we're having ham. Because I was going to do traditional Czech, which I've been doing the last few years, but I ended up doing that a little early this year. So it's a lot of work to do traditional Czech. You've got dumplings and yeast. It's a whole big thing. So this year, ham, little mac and cheese, some roasted broccoli, some salad. Pretty good. Pretty simple. Pretty easy to make. But still for 16 people,
hey,
it's kind
question.
Of time consuming.
When did mac and cheese become a holiday tradition?
It's not, but here's what
no,
my theory is.
My brother's been getting into it too, and it's great. He does a really good recipe.
I'm doing a new one this year. I always do jalapeno mac and cheese.
Ooh.
This year I'm putting corn in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it should be kind of interesting.
Corn,
the reason
jalapenos.
I choose, you know, traditionally with ham you do scalloped potatoes, but in case there are vegetarians at my table, I feel like providing them a pasta option and then also providing my other guests a side dish is sort of like a win-win situation.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
By the way,
that'll be that night. And then turkey tomorrow, like the traditional turkey dinner. So, yeah, busy.
What do you do for the ham? You pre-made?
I actually just bought a honey-baked.
Honey-baked, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, pricey.
They're pretty good.
But they're so worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so tomorrow on the program, we're going to have the top 25, or as much as we have time for, top 25 most played songs at Christmas. Speaking of that, the Beatles catalog has gone onto all of the streaming sites, and Richie has been following how well various Beatles songs are doing into the seventh or eighth hour of this reality. So what are the top songs that are being downloaded to this point as far as Beatles fans are concerned? This is Nirvana. What a great Christmas present this turns out to be. So what's doing extraordinarily well?
So far, and what I find amazing about this is that, and I'm still loading the songs, Doug, is that there already is a list of the top played songs in the Beatles catalog, and it's only been out for 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 19 seconds.
Yeah.
And somebody's already calculated the top five songs that people are streaming on sites like Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, Rhapsody, whatnot. So coming in at number five is... Your number four song, streamed over the last 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 50 seconds, is...
Hey, get up, baby, now, Tristan.
Coming in at number three, Doug's most hated Beatles song.
I don't like this song. Never liked Hey Jude.
Don't be afraid.
Never liked it.
You were made.
Number two is...
Here comes the sun.
Great Beatles song.
Here comes the sun.
Late Beatles song.
And the number one song streamed over the last 7 hours, 44 minutes, and 23 seconds of the whole life of Beatles streaming music.
And when the broken hearted people
really?
Living in the world.
Huh. Let it be.
There will be an answer.
All right. So that's the story with the Beatles catalog.
It's now available
to be
streaming online at all your streaming sites. So
everywhere.
Go listen.
Everywhere.
Have a good time.
All right, 44 past the hour. Jennifer checks today's television news, including the schedule of television programs for tonight. That's up next here on Good Day.
Let it be.
Do you know? know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Jane Lynch and Matthew Morrison have teamed up with Febreze to star in a new video, The 12 Stinks of Christmas.
It's the 12 Stinks of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 12 kings of gaming, 11 guests, one bathrobe.
We isolated 12 of the most common stinks at Christmas time. And some of them would be like garbage left, you know, sitting for too long. Too many people in your house using one bathroom. We put them into the 12 days of Christmas.
Stinking
three musty stockings,
two smelly cats,
and an ugly sweater from 1993.
Febreze promises to help you stay guest ready with limited edition Jolly Pine and Cranberry Cheer scented Air FX, car vent clips, and fabric refresher. View the soon to be holiday classic, The 12 Stinks of Christmas, all season long on Febreze's YouTube channel.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we have a last-minute television gift. Jennifer Horn updates us on what is on TV tonight and some of the other things that are newsworthy. I would think that there wouldn't be much going on, actually. Is there anybody
you'd be
doing...
surprised. Actually, yesterday in the TV report, Dougie, we went through all the marathons that are going to be on tonight. If you are home and through Christmas Day, tonight probably the big story is all the Christmas movies that will be on TV. TNT will be airing lots of times, by the way, Christmas Story, which I think it's just going to air over and over and over again. So if you're up late watching on TNT, you can just continually put that puppy on loop. And then NBC is going to be showing It's a Wonderful Life. I watched this movie for the first time a couple years ago, Dougie. I don't know how I had avoided it. And it is such a great film. And you know what?
Yeah.
Get the family together. If you're just staying home and doing, you know, a little casual Christmas, this is a really good one for the kids to see. And not one that they'll see automatically because the horrors, it's in black and white. You know, people ignore that stuff. And then my personal favorite of the holiday season, Elf, will be airing at after 8 p.m. tonight on ABC Family. So you can watch Will Ferrell as Elf. Very, very sweet. And a lot of other movies going on tonight. I think the bottom line is spend time with your family and make some memories. Watch some, you know, old favorites, come up with new traditions, I guess.
I think seeing Love Actually, is, as far as modern movies is concerned, is such a great way to get into the Christmas spirit. It just is
such a great movie.
And,
you know, everybody's got
so
their favorite. I mean, you know, if it's Love Actually, if it's Elf, if it's Christmas Vacation, if it's one of the classics. One that I found last year that I had never seen, and I always try to find one new one a year that I haven't seen before, it was Holiday Inn with, was Bing Crosby that was in Holiday Inn?
Yes,
yeah.
Holiday Inn. Yep,
first time when White Christmas was ever used in a film. That movie was so cute. You have that cute little movie song, Sisters. I mean, I, you know, those kind of finds for someone, you know, like me who looks for classic stuff that you might have missed, it's kind of a fun thing to do. So check it out. Now, you mentioned on New Year's Eve, Donald Trump will be joining the Fox gang. Kimberly Guilfoyle and Eric Bowling from The Five, he's going to be part of their New Year's Eve coverage. He'll join during the 11 p.m. hour, but he'll be doing it live from Florida, because why the heck would he be in New York on New Year's Eve? It's a tourist trap. Festivities begin on Fox News at 9. And then Grease is upping the ante on their musical. NBC has had a little bit of success doing musicals. Now Fox wants in on the action. They're doing a show that is Grease, starring Julianne Hough as Sandy, Kiki Palmer as Marty Maraschino, and Vanessa Hudgens as Rizzo. They're going to go live in front of an audience, which makes it, I think, an element that was missing from The Wiz on NBC. Grease Live will air on January 31st on Fox.
Hello, that's the way it always used to be done. That was real television when real television got started. That's how they did it. Live from Florida, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 51 after the hour.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time, day before Christmas, and all through the house, the rats are not stirring, but Kreitler is. So
that was terrible.
Sort of mean, Doug.
Happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tomorrow, Merry Christmas. You're celebrating. We're all celebrating. For people who are not celebrating, that's swell. We'll say happy and merry to whenever your celebration comes along. We wish you the best, but this is Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
But for everyone right now, it is home improvement time.
Home improvement time from the man who's made a career out of bilking insurance companies and all that. Actually, we had a nice conversation. He helped Meredith understand what was going on in her house before it floats away.
What did I tell her?
Instructive.
Said, take the money.
Take the money and run. All right. Anyway, Tommy's got some other advice for those of you listeners who send in your questions. Yes, we do get to them from time to time. It's tom@moneypit.com or doug@dougstefan.com. Question number one coming right up here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is here. Listener Noah writes he thinks green mold might be growing in his basement. It's on the furniture boxes, plastic tubs, and he's getting he's got a sick feeling apparently. Could that be? You were explaining how mold comes about when we were talking to you this week about Meredith's wet floor. So is this something that could be a possibility for this guy?
Well, mold needs three things to take root. It needs oxygen, which is plenty of. It needs moisture. So we're talking about a basement here where it's damp all the time. Yeah. And it needs some organic food matter, which is perfect with his boxes. There could be other reasons it's growing on plastic. But I think this is definitely a condition that where mold could grow. And if he's describing green fuzzy mold on all these surfaces, I think it very likely is. Now, the most common type of mold that fits that description is something that's called aspergillus. And it looks a little green and it looks a little fuzzy just like that. And it can make you sick. Aspergillus, Penicillium, Stachybotrys, all molds that are common in basement spaces. And they have toxins in them. Yeah, well, thank you.
a little green and a little what? What did you say?
Toxins, moisture.
Green.
And food.
That's how rich you'll look on Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Yep. Anyway, Noah, this is a potentially serious problem if it's that widespread, and you need to treat it kind of like you would if you had, say, asbestos in your basement, which means you have to be careful not to release it to the air. So if you've got it on a lot of surfaces like that, I wouldn't do this myself. I would get a mold expert to help get this cleaned up.
Really?
Who is a mold expert, by the way?
Well, they have companies that specialize in this. They also do a lot of flood remediation, that sort of thing. But the thing is, you know, because these spores can get into the air, you almost have to depressurize the basement to control the airflow so that the mold spores don't get distributed to the rest of the house.
Is it easy to pick up chicks when you give them a business card that says, I'm a mold expert?
John Jingle. Mold expert.
All right. Tess has a problem with gaps between the exterior walls of her kitchen and bathroom and countertops. The wall seems to be expanding and contracting, leaving that gap. I think it's typical, and I have that problem in my house, so what do we do?
Yeah, it's a very normal condition. So two things you can do, Tess. You can caulk that gap, and the caulk will last usually, I don't know, 2-3 years before it dries out and cracks again. Or you could put a piece of molding on top of the countertop edge there, and that will sort of ride back and forth with the wall and hide that gap all the time. If you're going to caulk it, what I would do is I would put a piece of foam backer rod right between that gap, in the gap first, so that the caulk sits on top of it.
How do you do this job?
Well, you're going to keep making fun of all my construction terms?
No, she gets beat some butthead on the words.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's called backer rod. It's a foam tube. It sits in that gap, and then the caulk lays on top of it.
And Vince Guaraldi in the background there, Richie?
Close enough.
Close enough for coming to work. Tom Kreidler, Merry Christmas to you and
your
fine family.
Right.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on this New Year's Eve program. This is the Doug Steffan Good Day program. Check out Money Pit, by the way, moneypit.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness.
A gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.